Heavenly Father, may these words I speak be true to your living word. Open our ears to hear, open our hearts to receive, and open our minds to understand. Amen. This being Trinity Sunday, we hear how the Spirit of Truth will guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit is both present and active in our human experiences. It means you, me, and all people have the gift of God's presence working in our lives. As Christians, truth requires us to be vigilant to the truth in God's word. It is the Holy Spirit who is the enabler of God's word to become active through us. To act on the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, one faith, one church. Central to our lives, the triune God is distinguished by one aspect, while at the same time not separate. This is beyond human understanding and calls for blind faith. With our limited knowledge, we are constantly looking for understanding. What is that knowledge and where does understanding take us? God our Father, the foundation of all life. God the Son, Jesus Christ, teacher, healer, who we aim to follow in his moral and ethical codes of good conduct. Today, we have the Holy Spirit, the third aspect of one God. This gift comes to enable us to gain the deeper relationship with God the Father through God the Son. The work of the Holy Spirit provides a spiritual strengthening for us as individuals and a church to be led in truth, not to be influenced by the world's self-interest. For when we and the church stray from the truth, then we are no longer a blessing. With the Holy Spirit being a guide, it occurred to me that we might liken the Holy Spirit to a guide dog. The guide dog works alongside the visually impaired person. We are aware that we should not distract the dog from its purpose or mission of avoiding hazards. We know the guide dog enables the person to arrive safely at their destination. As with the Holy Spirit, the guide dog enables its friend to be safe, protected, and lead a fulfilling life as far as is possible. Jesus knew what the disciples were heading towards. He understood that even though they believed, they would still have moments where they would have a wobble. Those wobbles we also have when our heads get frustrated or anxious. And it can feel like our minds have emptied itself of all knowledge. Jesus says in verse 12, I have much more to say to you than you can now bear. So if we look at education, we wouldn't expect a pupil in their early years of learning to understand GCSE or A-level material. There are steps along the education journey which need to be taken before they can understand a subject at a higher level. That is, unless you are especially gifted. But even then, always comes the expectation of success. But knowledge is a wonderful thing. It keeps growing and developing as long as we allow it to do so. The more we learn, the more we can contemplate that knowledge that we have gained. The more we develop to absorb our understanding of the subject we are contemplating, then the more that the truth has a wider and deeper chance of being understood. The significance of what Jesus said to the disciples would not become apparent until the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, which Carol preached on last week. And this is significant for us today. The opportunity to receive the Holy Spirit, accepting that if we follow his lead, we will gain insights of truth for our own lives and that of the church community. John's gospel is different to the other three. It's known as the spiritual gospel that speaks of the Holy Spirit as an intimate relationship as part of and in the Trinity. It gives us life principles. The focus of the Holy Spirit is on glorifying Christ through the preaching of the gospel, which is the defense against the rejection of Christ by the world. The appearance of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost released a glimpse of the power of what God holds, the power bestowed on him as part of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit caused the virtues of Christ to be proclaimed: holiness, love, peace, tolerance, and many more, the very substance of Christ's teaching. In verse 15, Jesus said, "All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you." Jesus told us how close they were. The relationship of all three in the Trinity is one of love, friendship, and an eagerness and willingness for the others to be glorified. The Holy Spirit is both present and active in our human experiences. It reminds us that Jesus knows us better than we think we know ourselves. He knows what is before us, behind us, what's happening right now, and he is with us through it all. It means that you, me, and all people have the gift of God's presence working in our lives. I am sure that there are things in our lives which we have all travelled through, that if we were forewarned of what was coming, we would have done all in our power to have changed or prevented it from happening. With hindsight, we can see how we might have dealt with that situation now. With more knowledge and understanding, we likely would have done things differently. The journey of discovery of those things that if we knew beforehand what would be in our path, we would never have believed that we could have survived it. It's often when we are traveling through these things that we realize how challenging and difficult they are, that we hold on to Jesus, our grip on him as tight as his is on us. We are blessed in not knowing what is before us, no matter how good or otherwise it may be, no matter what the experience, good, bad, or anything in between. Our experiences have an impact on us. They change us to a degree. They may have an overwhelming impact on our lives. They may have a relatively minimal impact, but all our experiences leave their mark. Those marks change us. They play a part in forming us to be the people we are. They have an influence on our responses to the next event that we have to deal with. It can often be surprising to have someone tell us that we have changed when we do not feel as though we have. As far as we are concerned, we've not changed at all. It's only when someone tells us, "You've changed," that we then realize we may have changed in how we deal with something or respond to something. It's those insignificant changes that we make without noticing that then mean we develop and form into a new version of ourselves. But the change is often subtle to us, subtle enough for us to not notice. It was no different for the disciples. Their need for being formed into the people they would become, the first leaders of the church, the ones who would build the foundations of what we have come to know. They were the ordinary people. They did the normal jobs. But through teaching of Jesus, they were shaped and formed into the followers, able to believe the truth of God. The truth Jesus spoke of was of the new way of living. Jesus was referring to the wind, the breath of the Holy Spirit, which arrived at Pentecost. Now that was arriving in style. Talk about making your presence known. I don't know of any better way of doing that. It was awesome. We also have the wisdom of those proverb sayings, the guide for and of truth, the sayings that are seeking truth. We can speak of the Holy Spirit in terms of being an educator. He teaches us lessons on how to unpack history of past stories and understand what Jesus meant for this present day. It can be only on reflection that we see the huge changes that have taken place in our lives. the changes developed and learned through the truth of how the Holy Spirit impacts our life walk with Christ. The Holy Spirit, if we let it, can make changes in and for us too. This kind of change can be slow and gentle and can take what seems like an age. Or that change can come with a sudden burst that has a huge and immediate impact. The subtleness of change keeps us moving and progressing. Each step we take has the chance to change us. Sometimes we notice for ourselves, and at times the truth of our change is noticed by others. So what's the relevance of me talking to you about change on Trinity Sunday with the work of the Holy Spirit? As Nikki Gumbel said in a recent Instagram post, there's no more powerful an agent of change than the Holy Spirit. Through our willingness to be changed by the Holy Spirit, we are willing to walk with those heroes of faith who have gone before us. Through that change, we can overcome fear, pride, self-righteousness, and judgment to become willing receivers of the gift of the Holy Spirit, wishing to live by the wisdom of truth that comes from the Father through the Son. Are we prepared to let the Holy Spirit take hold of us and change us to be the person God desires? To accept the relationship with the Trinity is one of love, friendship, and an eagerness and willingness to glorify God with the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen.